I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. For single guys living in the vast, underpopulated Australian outback, wrestling alligators might be as close as they come to true intimacy. Luckily for the protagonist of the new reality series, Outback Jack, the cable channel TBS has flown in some company for the title character. But Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein has had just about enough of reality TV cliches. Here's his review.
These days, when a group of women convene to vie for the affections of one man on TV, they expect to compete in a candlelit mansion. That's how Outback Jack pulls the Persian rug out from beneath its own contestants. Instead of a mansion, they brave the Australian wilderness. The candlelight is still there. It's just coming from a flaming torch. Apparently, no one at TBS told the women of Outback Jack where they would be living. That's why they are forced to tuck their evening gowns into jumpsuits, board a plane, and parachute into unknown territory. Even once they've touched down in no man's land, it takes a while for them to understand a Hilton does not await them in the great outdoors.
I hope you don't stay here.
Okay, where is our, like, hotel?
I didn't see a shopping mall in sight. That was a little bit scary.
I don't know if it's worth jumping out of the plane for this guy, but if he's ugly, I'm going to kick his ass.
Subjecting pampered pageant rejects to the rigors of the outback is supposed to be funny. But this show couldn't be any less humorous because the stereotypes it peddles are staggeringly stale. Take the women themselves, for instance. At what point can we declare a moratorium on TV portrayals of the dimbulb dits who cannot function without a credit card? They are inescapable these days, from Jessica Simpson on MTV's Newlyweds to Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie on The Simple Life 2. It's indicative of an interesting double standard in television right now. Scripted TV couldn't offer more flattering portrayals of women, like the supermoms on countless sitcoms to the flinty heroines of dramas like Alias or True Calling. But unscripted television is so savagely anti-woman, it's surprising feminist groups don't picket the networks. Another notion of reality TV it's time to retire is so-called romance. Is it the twinkle in his eye or the blinking light above the camera that sets hearts pitter-patter? How convenient that every single woman on the show all magically fall in love with the Outback Jack, who really is a warmed-over imitation of Crocodile Dundee.
When Jack took off his shirt, he has got an incredible body. His whole body cut, lean.
It's pretty good.
Nice body.
I'm not gonna lie.
Outback Jack is like some kind of evil biogenetic innovation that fuses Survivor and The Bachelor, two of the genre's oldest offspring. But rather than rearing a program of fine pedigree, TBS has managed to distill just junk DNA.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter, and he's a critic for Day to Day. Outback Jack premieres tonight on TBS. Though, from Andrew's opinion, it sounds as though that shouldn't matter too much for your schedule.